you know, speaking of dating tips, Irv, do you have any dating tips possibly you could pass on?
No.
That's the segment. You thought we were talking soccer, hockey? No, we're talking dating tips. Randeep seems to come up with some good dating tips.
Randeep needs a good dating tips?
No, come on.
Well, no, he doesn't need them.
We're not taking shots at each other.
He has them.
They're stupid.
The apps don't work. You sound angry. What's going on, Irv?
Hang on. This segment brought to you by dating apps.
Really? By Tinder.
Tinder.
Really? Holy smokes. Okay, so obviously you came right back from Seattle. What'd you think yesterday? Specifically because we didn't get into locker rooms or talk. What was the mood there? Of obviously disappointment, but something that you found unique?
Disappointment was obviously the word that was most used by the players post-game. I mean, Stefan Marinovic said basically it was disappointment, but he also said that, you know, taking care of business earlier in the weeks past, they kind of did it to themselves. So, you know, you go into this situation where the Whitecaps play their first game, you know, it's a 0-0 draw at BC Place, and you go into the team that has just won the MLS Cup, defending champions. They're getting Clint Dempsey back. They're in front of about 38,000 fans, and the Whitecaps chose to play this game that, it from the looks of it, they were content with trying to get to PKs. And it completely blows my mind as to what they were doing. The forwards, the front four looked awful. They were not in sync at all. Jordi Reyna was probably the most uninterested player in that game. You know, he made a couple runs, and they didn't get their first shot on net in two games until the 66th minute of that game yesterday. You're not going to win soccer games like that, Perry. You know as well as anyone does. You have to score to win. I mean, having said that, you know, the Seattle Sounders didn't score in the MLS Cup final, ended up winning in PKs. But, I mean, for the Whitecaps to go out and just put that together, for the fan base to go and watch that, it was disappointing for sure.
As a reporter covering the team up close and personal, did you notice Teixeira's injuries and Jordi Reyna's injuries? Were they noticeable before the game? Because they certainly didn't, as to your point, they weren't involved, and they looked like they were playing injured, but I don't know. Did you notice before the game that they were laboring or anything?
I don't really know that they were laboring too much, but obviously Robbo had said, you know, earlier in the week before this, leading up to this game, that, you know, that the players weren't healthy, and, you know, that obviously blew up over social media and everywhere else. And, you know, you could kind of tell Jordi Reyna was not interested in playing the game. Christian Teixeira didn't play a bad game, I thought. Some of his service wasn't very good, but he tracked back on defense. He did make some plays, but, I mean, the guy up top, and I thought Freddie Montero had a very good first half of the game. I don't know what happened in the second, but again, going back to someone that, you know, watches the game a lot from up close and personal, and that's Stefan Marinovic. And we asked him after the game, what was it from a goalkeeper's point of view that didn't work for your team offensively? And he said there was space there. There was time there. Our front four just weren't in sync. And that's exactly what it looked like. And they picked the wrong day to not be in sync against the Seattle team that, you know, had some pressure on them heading back to the second leg of the game.
It's kind of unusual that I thought maybe their best player was a guy who's only played three games. And it's kind of unusual if you break it down, or if that, you know, you put a starting 11 out there that's never actually played together before. If you add some different pieces, do you think Carl maybe just did too much mixing of guys at this time of year and lost a little bit in doing that?
Yeah, and I think that you need to put guys in that are in form. I think that, you know, you stick with what goes well. I mean, unfortunately for the Whitecaps, this is all going back to not taking care of business. They had to play four games in the matter of about 12 nights. So that obviously isn't easy. That takes a toll on the body. But for the players that were on the field, I just think that they just weren't, they were not in sync. And it was evident. You could tell. I thought Nosa Igbor had a pretty good game. Gazelle made a couple of challenges and a couple of plays that were kind of questionable. Jordan Harvey, I mean, unfortunate for Jake Nowinski, was one of the bright spots of the team all season long. He came in and played a hell of a game at right back, I thought. But for the Whitecaps forwards and for getting scoring chances and for building play through midfield, Perry, I just thought that there was so much more work that needed to be done. And it just didn't look like the Whitecaps. We always talk about the killer instinct and, you know, grabbing the game by its throat. And the Whitecaps didn't do that at all. And that was something that was, you know, talked about, obviously, within the members of the media that were covering the game. You know, away members of the media asking what the Whitecaps were doing. And you couldn't really answer the question until you asked Robbo, and Robbo said that the better team won. And he was asked post game, were their best players better than your best players? And his answer was flat out yes. He said we just weren't good enough to get over that hump to get to that Western Conference final.
Irfan Ghaffar of Sportsnet joins us on point. Perry Solkowski, Randy Janda.
Irf, our poll question today is, was this season a success, failure, or kind of indifferent? What's your answer to that?
I mean, I guess it's kind of indifferent, but how many times are we going to talk about the Whitecaps' regular season being such a good success and having a successful year better than the year before and then doing what they did in the playoffs? I think it's time for the Whitecaps to do what they do, go into the regular season, make the playoffs, and do something in the playoffs. I think it's at that point now where the Whitecap fans are probably not wanting to hear about this team having a great regular season, being one of the best road teams in the Western Conference. Well, if you're one of the best road teams in the Western Conference and you go and look timid and look and play scared against the Seattle team at home and not go at them even in your own building in front of 28,000 fans, then maybe you played yourself to deserve a spot in the playoffs, but you're not playing like you want to be there. And I think that's a problem. And I think that's what the fan base, you know, is kind of getting at today, where they look at this game and they look at this team, and in 180 minutes of soccer, Whitecaps had one shot on target, and it wasn't even a good chance.
Yeah, it was a header. Now, the question is, Irf, how many of these guys are back? Freddie Montero, is he back?
I don't know that the Whitecaps are – I mean, you know as well as I do, Perry.
Yeah.
The Whitecaps have had issues and problems with, you know, spending the money. That's not the Whitecaps' way. I don't think the Whitecaps are going to go out and get that marquee player. I just don't think it's going to happen. A lot of people talk about Clint Dempsey, well, and players of that caliber playing on turf. Well, Dempsey plays on turf in Seattle. So there is that. And Vancouver's obviously a very wonderful place to live, so you could sell that. They have a world-class facility at UBC. So for them to be able to get players to come and play in this city, I don't think it's a problem. I just think it's a matter of spending money, and I think, where does that pressure come from? Does it come from the fan base not buying tickets? Because I don't think that's going to happen. I think the fans are still going to go to these games. Is it going to come from ownership because they're tired of going to the playoffs and having one-offs? That's probably where it's going to have to come from. But it's one of those things where if you look at guys that are come back, like, does Jordan Harvey come back? Do the Whitecaps protect him? Probably not. He probably gets picked up by LAFC, who's probably going to come into the year next year. I don't think a guy like Freddie Montero comes back. You know, he had himself a great season. Yordi Reyna was probably the Whitecaps' best player in the second half of the season. Does he want to come back? It's just, I just don't think that he was the same player when he came back from playing that international duty.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the challenger. Who's back here? Is Bolaños back? Likely
I don't
not.
Think so.
You build and go, hey, we're only a couple of pieces away, and I think we can all agree, throw one more piece with Freddie Montero, moving some salary there, you might be okay with that front four. But my problem as a fan would be, okay, who's wearing this uniform next year? I invested in these guys. They weren't good enough. They're close. The way you get over the hump is maybe invest and give them some help. But if you're not keeping these guys and they're going for more money, then we got to start all over again.
That's exactly it. And I mean, you have your building block. You have your Alfonso Davies. Like, you know, the kid just turned 17 years old, was on the field for 10 seconds and made something happen. So you know that, you know, that's a building block that the Whitecaps are going to use and going to have in and for the foreseeable future. But if you're going to want to start from scratch, you're going to have to build around that kid. And you're going to have to get players that are going to want to come here. And maybe it's a sense where the Whitecaps, you know, they not essentially start from scratch, but, you know, Kendall Waston's not young. Tim Parker's a young guy. He'll be there for a while. Marcel DeYoung, not a young guy. You know, these are guys that are not getting any younger. So it's at that point now where you have to start looking at your team. And we've been in the MLS for 7 years now, and the Whitecaps haven't gone out of the second round of the playoffs. So look at your team now, and you start building from your young guys. You start building around your Jake Nowinski's, your Alfonso Davies. Those are the guys that you look and build your team around, your Stefan Mirnovich's. And that's what the Whitecaps, I think, are going to have to do. Now, whether they, you know, completely blow it up, I don't think so. I think they're still going to remain competitive in the Western Conference. But, you know, they're a long way away from looking like a Portland Timbers team does.
Irf, management told us the same thing. We're going to have to build around that kid. So that's why we had you on. We just build your – if he's not on the hockey broadcast, he's at the soccer game. You know, we got it. You are our Alfonso Davies. Thanks, my friend.
17 years young, baby.
See you later.
Bye.
There's Irfan Ghaffar.